Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
A winning team to a road to eternity. We thank the Lord. Thank you so much to Bakle, who has been with us throughout. And of course, she's back with us tomorrow morning. She's back with you tomorrow morning. And then I hope you had a good time. Hey, I hope you had a good time. And then also ministry took place. You know, that is what is important. Ministry takes place. Welcome to it. My name is Ray. We trust and believe God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And together we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Back to basics. It is Sunday Live. Yeah, Sunday Live. And we also throw in a Sunday feel. Sunday feel implies also the notion of music, you know, relaxation, ministering through music. Not only talk, but also through music. And I trust that the song that was playing there, the bishop there, really did good. Eh? The song was just fantastic, I should say. Right, and coming up next, we'll be talking to Jablan Dominic and together with Sipopolo Sikhatebe, and we will be touching base on issues. So just stay tuned there. And make sure, you know, that you basically are glued on so that we can talk. And I know there's so much that we will be learning from you. We will be learning from the other. We will be learning from each other. And this will help us to even sharpen one another. That is what is important, you know.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Great song indeed there, Tamela Man. And of course, we trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together throughout up to the hour 7. And I hope you're just going to enjoy it, you know. Some songs that we will be playing for you. Songs that you know, but the way we had put them really would bring a beautiful feel for you in praising and honoring the Lord, you know. And here's another one that we have not played in a while, I think. I think this song is one of those that is overlooked, you know, by many people who hold some authority in the industry. And because they overlook this, they are missing out on what we hear.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
I guess these are some of the artists that you won't get on the popular streams because they are not remixed by some popular DJs who have been washed out in a way. And that they don't agree to compromise and sell their souls. So they will never be celebrated. But hey, here they are, and the gist of what they are talking about is just amazing. You can just feel that this person has a serious relationship with the living Father, Yahuwah. Let me welcome our guest, Sipopoulos on the line. Buti, sawona.
Baba, mfundisi Rene, saphila mntana enkosi.
Siyaphila sibuze kuwe, Butam.
Wasibonga, sibingelela abalaleli emakhaya, mfuthi uJabulani Dominic, sithi igama likaJesu lihle lingcwele. Siyabonga umculo omnandi. Yazi mfundisi, nomhlabelelo sithi ngihlabelela. It's a genuine gospel, genuine message. It's so powerful.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Makabonga. Ophezulu. Akekho njengaye. Umabiza sabela. Akashintshi lokakushoko. Ungukuhlakanipha nokuphila. Akekho njengaye. Inkosi yokulunga.
Yesterday, today and forever, baba.
Inkosi yokulunga, buti.
Hallelujah.
Inkosi yokuphila.
Hey, ukuvuka nokuphila.
Inkosi yentsindiso.
Akholwa nguye noma efa uphila.
Inkosi yesabata.
Isimbo sokuphila, inkosi yayena kasoza lava.
Umdali ongulizwi.
Usomandla.
Ekuqaleni bekunguye ekhona.
Nasekugcineni ke nguye.
Namanje kusese nguye. Glory to God. We have uJabulani Dominic also on the line. Jabu, sawubona putwam. Hawu, nkosi yam. Yazi, bengilwa ne line yaka Jabulani throughout. Ukuthi angene. Awu, naku uJabulani ungenile. Angisamuzwa.
Awu, sihamba usayithela iqhude amanzi mfundisi, awuphinde ukumzame.
Ona
ukhona, ukhona ulalele.
Nangubuyile.
Awu, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise. Awuzeke. Zaphila Jabu, welcome sir.
Hayi, ngiyaphila kakhulu mfundisi, sibonga uNkulunkulu. Nginibingelele nami lapho mfundisi, and also my brother Sipho nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika Jesu Kristu.
Makabongwe ophilayo ngaso sonke isikhathi. Hey madoda, makabongwe.
Makabongwe Jesu. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, today this very late afternoon, early evening, we are talking about the power of our faith. Eish. Amandla wokholwa kwethu.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
There are some things that I believe we have stopped saying because we overlook the power of the faith that the Lord has deposited in us.
Yes, sir.
Remember, right. This faith is the Spirit of the Living Father. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Faith.
Amen.
For without Him, you can't please the Father. And much of the times, I think we have the aspect of saying, you know, it's important, you know, to look into the aspect of saying we need to walk in the faith. We need to be found in the faith. We need to be established in the faith. We need to be anchored in the faith. We need to be moving in the faith. And when challenges are coming against us, we need to be found in the faith. You know, when things are difficult, we need to be found in the faith. And people are going through a lot of things, man. I've seen so many people really and heard so many stories of many people who are passing out because of depression. Because things are just not happening quite well. You know, others have even gone on to become druggies. You know, they rely on drugs and stuff just to cope with the depression. Others have gone to an extent of actually cutting themselves off from society. So they are excluded and isolated and desolate, you know, because of the circumstances they are going through. They've lost jobs. They've lost families. They've lost family members. People have died. You know, incomes have gone down. They've been betrayed. Okay. You know, people are going through a lot. People have become sick. Not once. Not twice. Three times. I know people who got sick three times during this pandemic. of the same COVID. And people are basically at times subjected to hospital, ICUs and stuff, because they're sick, overwhelmed. And we need to be also the church which does not overlook the faith that we have. And we need to speak about this faith which we have as to what it is all about, what it does, what it stands for. We need to touch also on that and look into our faith. And then also look into this aspect of it, which is known as a belief and a trust and a confidence and a reliance upon the Father. The belief, the trust, the confidence, and a reliance upon the Father. I don't know if many people are calling many people to faith these days and saying, hey, don't forget the Amen. Faith that was deposited in you. This is how you have experienced your salvation, you know,
yes,
by faith in the Son of the Living Father. You know, so we see to a greater extent less talk of faith. And people are saying to you, no, focus on the bright side of things. Well, you haven't had 7 members of your family dying. That's why you say, look at the bright side. You know, there's no bright side. People need to fix their eyes on Christ. Yes, there's no bright side. After a wave 3, there's wave 4. When you're still trying to relax about the 5th wave. And in all this, we are losing very, very, very special people in our lives. And many people have grown somewhat reluctant to rely on the Lord anymore because they think that the Lord has forsaken them. Many have forsaken the faith. Most of you who are going to church, let's be honest, man, come on, who are attending churches and denominations and all that, you will realize that the number of people who attend has declined. Not because they say 150 people and all that. Yeah. But there are those people that you see that this one is no longer there. Yeah. And something has happened to them. And there's a need to stir up the faith, the spirit that is within them. And this show is all about that. I trust the Lord will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Psalms 56, everything that I was saying is based there. Verse 3, Psalms 56, verse 3, it says, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Sipho, what comes to mind?
Wow, Mfundisi, what a topic today. And we thank God to Guti faith. It is because we are now being saved. It is through faith And the power of our faith is so powerful. No wonder more fun than the definition in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, who tells maybe some few verses. Yago, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of the things not seen. In other words, this faith is not something that we see, but it is the hope and the trust that he had in God. Remember, verse 53, verse 6, if I'm afraid, I will trust in the Lord. Other people will say, did you ever see God? But you know what? We have faith. In our capability, we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. That's the power of faith. In other words, we need not to see things as Balwepans, as Bonagalai. But this faith, it's that thing deposited in us that always pushes us, that makes us to trust God, even at the 0 hour. You have mentioned, isn't this about legging from this in the beginning of the show? Sometimes when you move in this life, sometimes we are, but nevertheless, because of the faith that we had, to another level. I imagine you put this with your poem, you know, who shed rack no mechek no pet me, go be your fire, paracus, and some leaf. They knew would fire actually it would burn us. But because there is power in our faith, there this faith, we know our God, which will redeem us. Even if it does not redeem us, because of Tina, as Kotam Gugu. That's the power of faith. With faith in this scenario, it was one is into beyond the circumstances that we're in. In other words, normally last legend about struggle with it, but under the bangande to yerushunga parat. But we trust God. Ubuti, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those whom He has called according to His divine purpose. That's the hope and faith that we have in Him.
Mm, absolutely. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Hey, Yazin, I'm just stuck on that. I have more than 100 verses to look on. But this one, whenever I am afraid, I am told, about the fourth wave. You know, in the first wave, I was told, and people died. Our parents died. Our sisters died. I buried 7 in my family, man. 7. And the second wave and the third wave. All this in a few space of months. I'm suspicious. And to be honest with you, I basically now have found myself at times saying, who is safe from this thing? And I have heard even people speaking with or whatever, horror ho talk of Allah, kitato ya mudim, which I don't believe. And then I come across this verse and I say, Lord, I am so scared now, help me. And then He says, trust in me, have faith in me. Trust in me and have faith in me whenever I am afraid. I will trust in you. 2 Chronicles 20 verses 20 says, so they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe His prophets. When He says His prophets, doesn't say individuals or people. It speaks about the word. The word in the Torah, also in the Torah, there is a section known as the prophets. And says, believe in His prophets. Believe in what He has said. You will be established, and you will prosper. We shall be established. We shall prosper. And here's a wilderness challenging us. Here's a wilderness to cross. Jabu.
Amen. What a great topic, Pastor. You know, we thank God just to encourage us this afternoon as the Church of Believers and also anyone who might be listening out there. So about the power of our faith, that indeed we've been given this weapon, which is our faith in Christ, that can be able to help us in all circumstances. You know, easy nesibhekana nazo. Sometimes, actually, ngaso sonke isikhathi akukholulu ukuthi sizinqobe ngokwethu. Kodwa uma ngabe sinokukholwa kuNkulunkulu, sinamandla ukuthi sizinqobe lezo zinto. As you are even quoting the example according to 2 Chronicles 20:20, where the children of Israel were facing, you know, like difficulties, but they were able to get courage from their faith and their belief in God, you know. So also, as children of God, you also quoted Psalms 56, which says, when I was afraid. This tells us that at some point in time, we do become afraid.
Yes.
You know, so, but what we need to be careful is not to be afraid, like, it's right to be afraid. But what matters the most is, what do you do when you are afraid?
Yes.
There in Psalms it says, I put my trust in God.
Yeah.
So when that fear attacks you, when, you know, like all those bad reports, all those losses of the loved ones attack you, what do you do? You know, in that scripture, we are encouraged to put our trust in God. Because the Bible says, cursed is a man who puts his trust unto men. The problem that we have is when we face things, we trust men instead of God. People run to their trusted pastors, prophets. You know, like we've seen the rising of the names of the people that are praised and hero worshipped, you know, up to a point that even God has been replaced, you know. And there is a curse in that. But we should understand that we've been given the weapon, which is our faith, in order for us to be held by God and to be, you know, like kept by God in the midst of all the circumstances and the storms that we face. You know, and the one might be asking themselves that, you know, how do I have faith, or how do I get faith? The word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ. So your faith will be ignited when you tune your spirit to the word of Christ. When you tune yourself to the word of Christ, to what the Lord is saying, your faith will be ignited inside you. In other words, your faith will be stirred up. You will start to really experience this power that you are talking about, the power of faith, when you open your ears to what the Lord is saying. And you will see how victorious you will be in every circumstance that you are facing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can send us your WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. And tell us how your faith has become strengthened or was challenged, or how your faith has been able to sustain you in the time that we find ourselves in, or what you have been going through, how it had challenged your faith, and how your faith has been able to establish you. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, and later on we'll open up the line so that you can talk to us with regards to this. I trust and believe the Lord is doing you good.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right then, and of course, you can also send us the telegram. It's 082-657-2729. You can drop a voice note there. And you can drop a voice note also here on WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. What is even your faith all about? And if you say, I've come this far by faith, testify, you know, to encourage many people who are undergoing circumstances. Allow the Lord to make use of your testimony about faith, to encourage others. You know, I was touched one time by someone who said, I was planning to go and commit suicide, but I tuned in. And I stopped doing it. It's amazing. We give him the glory, the majesty and the honor. Now, when you look also in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 4, it says, and check it out there, it says, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. The just, the ones that have been redeemed of the Lord, justified, saved, they shall live by faith. And in a time like this, we need to recognize that we are the just, the ones who have been justified by faith in Christ Jesus, washed by his blood, sins forgiven, born again. And it is a time where we should live by faith even far much more. Sipo.
Wow, Mfundisi, what a scripture that you have read. Unkulunkulu wethu Mfundisi, he loves us when we are in the position of faith. In 1 Peter 11, verse 6, it is, without faith, we cannot please God. In other words, faith activates God's action into our life. In Agumpal ways, anyone who believes in him will never be put into shame. The power of our faith, it makes us to see victory beyond what we are facing today.
Yes.
From the time if faith, yami, yagang season, yelinilang, iso shada. But ekaya, umanginzanga lezi, into za masigo, nani, nibi umkoska ze misamo, ba mitele nge nyongo, ngege mbatola bandwana.
Hey,
wow, what a faith Mfundisi I had. Naba lokuthi ngikholwa imibhalo ngoba if faith Mfundisi iphusha ukuthi udleni ushilola ukuthi we must believe izwi kaNkulunkulu. Si believe abaprofeti okuyizwi kaNkulunkulu.
Yes, absolutely.
I believe strong Mfundisi ngokwezwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi children are a gift from God.
Yeah.
So no one can even take that benefit.
Yes.
Today, Mfundisi, ngabantwana abahle, abaphilile, abangananaki, abangahlushwa ilutho, ngoba there is power in our faith. Ngaba nokukholwa ukuthi ngeze ngaya laphaya. Uma bebanjiwa abantu ukuthi uma ungayanga emsamo, ungathela ngonkosikazi ngeyongo, ayikho into engalo. Ngakholwa umbhalo ukuthi uma uJehova engawakhumuza,
Yeah.
I've made Jesus Christ be the foundation of my family. I make him the head of the family. I make him my Alpha and Omega. While today, been established, I'm living by peace. I've got beautiful children. It is true faith because there is power in our faith. Have faith in God.
Hey, hey, Sipo.
Amen.
Bati kubathola abantu.
Wow, Mfundisi.
Hey, Matata.
What should
you learn?
Yeah,
Uthi uNkulunkulu wangazi ngisase yisibili.
Hey.
Ningasuka kanjani kulo muntu owangazi ingakabikho?
Sekufanele uyokhwifa manje uyokhafula imbamba lapha ekhoneni yendlu.
Mfundisi imbamba ibakhipha apha abantwana ngoba nayo nje ayinayo mfundisi ngoba kudingakala ukuthi umuntu akholwe uJesu awaphethe mfundisi ibonakala amandla ayo uma sivele phakathi kwemindeni yethu when they challenge our faith ukuthi ngeke wawuthola umsebenzi uma nje ungeza ngapha sikushanga enyonga empilo emithathu awuyashisha zonke have faith in God
absolutely
ube no faith uNkulunkulu uzobona amandla kaNkulunkulu ekuphosela mfundisi
yeah. We are talking about faith, your walk and your journey of faith, how the Lord has been able to see you through, how the Father is keeping you through even now, you know, by faith, and how this continues to work. And of course, how you are continuing to trust in the Lord, to rely on Him, to have confidence in Him in a time like this. And perhaps your testimony will save a soul. Will save a life, will restore a brother or a sister. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-333-8699. And also 012-334-1322. Sizokuthi wena uthinike ngalolu daba. Faith is just what we need to be speaking about now. People are going through circumstances and issues. We need to be speaking about faith. Right. Jabu, I am looking also on the issue of faith. You know, it says, by faith, ne? Joshua, in Joshua 10:12, then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Aijalon. Sun, S-U-N, atelangeni, stand still. Stand still.
Hey,
stand still over Gibeon. Yes, and lema. Lama. Lamilang. You see, angitibati tina, we are rotating around the sun. But yeah, check it here. It doesn't say that. The sun is actually rotating over us. And he says to the sun, stand still. It didn't say earth. Stand still. It didn't. He didn't say moon. Stop evolving. He said, moon, stand still. Earth, stand still. Yeah. And it makes so much sense, man. Yeah. Sun, stand still over Gibeon. And moon, in the valley of Aijalon. Stand still. Our faith is like that. You know, to make some things to wait. To wait. Defeat is coming upon us. We need to have faith.
Amen.
And say to time, wait for the victory of faith to take place. To death, to sickness, to infection. Wait. Stop. For healing to take place. Stop over Pretoria. Stop over Witbank. Stop over Standerton. Stop over Cape Town. Stop. Everywhere. Over Soweto. Stop. Jabu.
Indeed, you know, there is the power of our faith that even nature, even nature obeys us because of this faith that we have in Christ. You know, we see an example in actually Joshua when he was praying and stopping the sun. So also we see an example in Christ when he was commanding the storm. You know. We see an example, you know, like many examples that we see where nature obeys the children of God. It's because of the faith that we have. So now the question is, do we really understand the faith that we have to exercise it? If every believer can know, you know, the power of their faith, the way that God is speaking about in His Word, you know, like there are many things that are happening on this earth, which as the believers, we could stop them. Just like Joshua stopped the sun. Just like Christ commanded the storm. Just like Moses pointed at the sea and it opened. Actually, he hit the sea and it opened, and he pointed at the rock and water gushed forth. There are many powerful things that we need as the believers to understand the faith that we have and the power of this faith and speak over the circumstances, speak over the situation, you know, even the dead. You know, at some point, Christ is on his mission, as always, to preach the gospel, to win souls, you know, for the kingdom. But there is like a funeral procession. There is a casket, and everyone is really mourning because of the death of their loved ones, you know, like in this time where we've experienced so much loss. But Christ stopped the people, you know, and I should believe that they had to put down the coffin, you know. And, you know, Nkumbula, whenever we were sharing amongst each other as the brethren, we would love to say, Christ waukhet, waphelela khona lapho, because he raised the dead, you know. The son that was in the coffin, Christ raised them to life, you know, because of this power of faith. So it means even the dead things in our lives, when we know that we have the power of faith within us, we can speak life over them and they will arise. They will be resurrected. Dead dreams, dead visions, you know, dead businesses, you know, dead ministries, dead marriages, relationships, you know, careers, everything that is dead. We've got power of faith within us to speak life over those things, and they will be resurrected in the name of Jesus. So I want to encourage every believer and challenge every believer. You see what Joshua did. It was even up to this date, no one has done what Joshua did because of the power of faith. What Christ did, no one did. Even Christ, he said, those who believe in me, they will do greater things than those that I did. Hallelujah. So it means that the pattern is within us as the believers, but we understand the power of faith that is within us to exercise it right on this earth. You know, our government is behaving the way it's behaving because as believers, we are not understanding the power of our faith, you know, to influence our government, to speak over, as you said, that we can cause things to stop. We can command things to stop. If you want corruption to stop, we can speak over it. It will stop. Anything that, you know, even, you know, like the death of the people, we can speak over because of this power of faith that has been given by Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We trust and believe the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
657 AM. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. It's important to look into this, these very issues there. And they have to do much of the times with the very aspect of our faith. How is your faith standing? How is your faith standing? We need to hear from you. And of course, some good songs also in the background, I believe. You will love the songs that we play. Good songs. And these songs will also, you know, soothe you up to really be able to go through, you know, and trust the Lord and be happy with him also, you know. As he takes control over your life. So we're taking your calls. Give us a shout. 012-333-8699. Or you can also call us on 012-334-1322. And send us a WhatsApp if you will. It's 082-657-2729. 657-2729. And bese siyezwa ukuthi uthini ke ngalolu daba.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us, And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
I want to believe. Kirk Franklin there. A beautiful song. I trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then here we are again, the very aspect of faith in the Lord. What is it that you trust the Lord for? And especially this year now, and as we go into summer, you know, and with the gloom of the past 500 days, man, it has been bad. I remember we were told this thing is going to be just 21 days. It was not. It was not true. And many people have lost their lives, man. It's so bad. It is so bad. Now, but by faith, there is some hope that you and I have. And we are talking about that. You can send us your WhatsApp. It's 0826572729. Or give us a shout. And let's hear from you as to what you say. Now, Jabu, I want to come back to you. Is it? Yes. Matthew 17, verses 20. Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there." Okay, let me give this to you, Sipo. "Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Move, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. What comes to mind, Sipo?
Wow, Mfundis. You remind me of Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Okay, there is nothing that is impossible to our God.
Mm.
In other words, Amen. Our responsibility as believers, our part is to believe in God. And God himself is able to do exceedingly more abundantly what we could think of. In other words, we should not depend on our own strength. We should fully trust in God. As this is lean not in our own understanding, but in all ways, let us acknowledge God. In other words, we need to put our trust in God, even at a 0 hour. Sometimes this life can be rough, and that is why we need not even to depend on what we see, but we must depend upon the God who has made earth and heaven. In other words, whatever seems impossible to us, to God, in his vocabulary, there is no word such called impossible.
Mm.
In other words, who look 137, nothing is impossible to God. In other words, naba file bayavuka uNkulunkulu. Washo njalo uJesu elilanga uLazaro kuMartha nakuMaria wathi kholwani ngoNkulunkulu. Ngiza kubona inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
Yes.
Inyuka ukuthi uJesu ungumngani kaLazaro, but they never understand the level he operates under. Ukuthi is able even to make somebody who dead to come to life again.
Hey.
That is why he told them one thing, he came to kubo, I am the resurrection and life.
Mm.
In other words, if ufike kuJesu, iphupho lakho lifile, ingavuka mlaleli, ithemba lingasekho, ingavuka, umsebenzi ulahlekile, he can be your source of your life. In other words, fix your eyes unto Jesus, being the author and the perfecter of your faith, you will see wonders and miracles in your life. God can shift mountains in your life. You should not walk by sight, but walk by faith. When you tap on the level we motivate faith, you allow God to perform things on your behalf.
Mm. God to do things on your behalf. We're taking your calls. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hello, Mama.
I bless you, Mugutu, Mintate Mugutu.
God bless you too, ma'am.
Bless you. Now that I'm going to take a talk with me, you may be taking a age. Yeah, but you know what you mean, like you will worry about the mutasa to me.
Hey. You
know, I'm going to go to the family.
Yeah.
When my son was doing grade 10, he had a problem in his knee.
Yeah.
And he struggled for almost 3 to 5 years. Basahone ba buang like cancer and then is that and that until at the end of the day they found out that it was a virus age and it was a little bit late by then.
Eish.
And you know Mudimu de Watapa Halangate. Now what kept us in our family, it was prayer.
Mm.
And believing in God with all our hearts. You know, there were few people I never heard that Ataba Munegan Lava Nahilin Naningaso. It was very tough moments. Here I came at a special local mail park, medical equity health agency.
Eish.
But no, we need something like before I came, I fell, you need 30,000 in the city.
Eish. Yeah.
You know, Mudimu, the water palangate, somebody just came, I don't know, I just swapped the medical equity to go Google James. And immediately, I'm an admit.
Yeah.
But Baradita go to Kulinka, the Colabar, you know what? Mona Redina lay a corpse eating now. We didn't cry, we just sit there, Rashaba Naratula, but we remembered Mudimua, who now we give you Jim Yatapahana. So we kept quiet. Rasa Bumi, but in our hearts, we were thinking about the work, we were thinking about all those prayers, the Halihidika, Bazalane Bakuka, and Barapelangwana every Wednesday. So, once I was moving over to Melo, I want to tell you. And he got saved.
Ah, beautiful.
There was that, and I was thinking, Matlapa, that day were a mine. But no, we are going to take this son, Rokina, on the space in Sahai. From there, as a fall, immediately after that, my mom was very sick. She got saved again. Though today, her an alien. Now, what I like, I've learned again from her that even if Hanalimo Modukubunza Hoswa. Even today again, my dad passed on, but my sister also passed on. Within 2 months, the daughter, Malumwaka, passed on. Wanawaka passed on. Both of them, they didn't have parents. Everything was on us. I kept on reminding the very same God who did it for my son, who didn't whatever you're going to provide. And he gave me it.
Sure.
Up to now, keep at the Rokobazal running, Baba, Bonangore, nakuthi sephela ngutsoni kubuyima kuthatha misebenzi yafela ona bicheleke. Let them not trust in anything, but let them put their faith on God. Lentuna mudimu, let them have a keeper in our family. Every time we kept on reminding ourselves that you know faith is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ke ga tlo ba re ba ka fela le bone ba ka ba re faith is now.
Is now.
O sa na ke ho re motho ko Satan o tlo la hlalang go kelelong a la hlale eng go pelong.
Mm.
Ke go dumela fela go you know what ke dumela seleng tla ha eng le ring se tlamele e be sona.
Yeah.
Amen mo go dikele bo.
Wow. God bless you. Thank you for the powerful testimony. Ke a tshepa batho ba bangata ba ile thusa hala ka yona. Thank you so much, ma'am. Bye-bye, Mama. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 and also 012-334-1322. And you can also drop us a voice note. We are keen to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this, the very aspect of your journey of faith.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.